Saturday is the farmer's market, and this year the market turns 50.
You're right, Casey. The farmer's market is 50 years old this year. We have our front page photo features some flowers. And, you know, in between the big windy stuff, the flowers are one of the things that make the farmer's market so appealing. There's so much to go there for.
And your up-and-coming section is, while it's not new, it's a little bit more up-and-coming than it's been for a while.
Yeah, you know, right after the pandemic hit, all the events were canceled, and we didn't even have a coming-up section most weeks, but it's starting to beef up a little bit. There's still a lot of the events that are virtual, but there's a mix of some live ones in there, too. So it's starting to fill up. It takes up about a half a page or more this week.
And it looks like some NMSU students will have some additional financial aid headed their way.
Right. The governor signed the General Appropriations Act. She line item vetoed a few things, but most of the good stuff that's coming for NMSU will help increase some budget money and operational dollars and even a small pay increase for a lot of NMSU employees.
And it looks like some city councilors have made their decisions on their futures with the council.
Right. The odd years are when we elect our city councilors, and this year District 3, 5, and 6 are up, and Gil Sorg in District 5 said he's not running after 12 years. Yvonne Flores in District 6 said she is running, and we're still waiting on word from Gabe Vasquez in District 3 if he's going to run again.
Sometimes folks would wonder if any of the Hollywood action that goes on in the northern part of the state has an impact for the southern part of the state, and you've got one example of how it does.
Right. Most of you are familiar with Better Call Saul, the AMC series that was filmed in Albuquerque, the sequel to Breaking Bad. And part of the agreement with the state is they kick back some money to the higher education film departments in the state. And so Doniana Community College is getting about $80,000 for scholarships and programs. So that's a cool thing.
And you've been following the CASA for a Cause project. Tell us the latest.
Well, you know, this thing started about 5 years ago as the Anniversary House. And the builders that started it off were the Hakes brothers. And so our reporter Mike Cook interviews Kimball Hakes, talks about how the idea came up and how it's grown over the years. And it's just a wonderful charitable fundraiser. I was in the groundbreaking just last week when they got the thing started. So it should be another great year for that project.
Many parents and grandparents are probably struggling with their kids playing video games too much. But of course, now we know it can be a really robust industry, so maybe it's not such a bad thing. Tell us about the Las Cruces-based gaming company that you have a story on.
Well, Ganymede Games came to Las Cruces a couple of years ago, starting these role-playing video games, and they're getting a new one called Xenotheria. And they're looking for people to test it out so they can, you know, work out the kinks and things. And if you check out page 34 of the bulletin this week, you'll figure out how to do that. And that's it. We've got all the usual good stuff in there, our entertainment section and our digital bulletin at lascrucesbulletin.com and our social media. Just we appreciate all of our readers out there reading the bulletin, and check out this week's edition.
All right, Richard, thank you so much for the update. Have a great week.
You too, Casey. Thanks.